don't call no more, don't call me no more. She gone, but I keep calling her, and my baby won't see me no more, won't see me no more. Pick my phone up and I start to dial your number. I must sound like a crazy stalker or something.
Like a stalker or something.
All right, what's up, my friends? It is Wednesday. You are here on Oral Stimulation. So I'm totally obsessing over that song right now. I love it. It's by Peter T. I think he's from New Zealand or something. I'm not sure. Anyway, we have all kinds of crazy things to discuss tonight. Of course, I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Alex. How's it going tonight?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's
you
the first
look
time
lovely.
I've been called beautiful. I've been called a jerk, handsome, but never beautiful. Thank you.
You're gorgeous. I'm in such a loving mood. I've been listening to all this like islandy kind of music lately, and it just puts me in such a good mood. And K-pop too.
K-pop?
Yeah.
My friend calls like the island music, it's like feel good music because yeah. You feel good. I'm like, when you hear it, you're getting in the happy state, right?
It is, but it kind of makes me want to run away to Hawaii. So if you don't see me for a while, that's where I've gone.
Just Hawaii? I mean, you could go like to Samoa, you could go to Tonga.
Hawaii is the closest though.
Okay.
Right?
Catalina is even closer.
Oh, I don't want to go to Catalina. They don't have shaved ice there. They just have like an ice cream shop or something.
No, like yogurt or anything?
Yeah. Anyway, so you are listening to us here, of course, on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Sirius XM 165 Extreme Talk. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/oralstimulationradio and on Twitter at oralstim and get a hold of us on Gmail, oralstim@gmail.com. If you have any online dating horror stories, we really want to hear from you tonight. Our number, of course, is 1-800-893-9562. Are you ready for all this?
Yeah, are you? Don't you have a story to tell me anyways?
Well, we have... Yeah, actually, so I wanted to tell you, this week has just been crazy, right? My kids were sick all last week.
You know what's been going around? I've been sick myself.
It has, but I haven't gotten sick. Oh, I know. You almost died.
Yeah.
Wait, let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I'm alive. I feel good.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking.
I'm glad. Well, I saw you last week. I know you're alive, but You were sick, huh?
Yeah, I think it's going around. Towards the end of my New York trip, I kind of came back. I got like a really high fever.
So you brought it to the West Coast. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The East Coast, they planted it in me. And then it came back. But you know what's going around? Like the flu, kind of like cough. I think it's just going around everywhere. I mean, everyone I know, in some way, like my friends, their kids, or if not them, one way or the other. I mean, my coworkers at work. I mean, you can go to anywhere you go, like the grocery store, somebody's coughing or sneezing.
It's so nasty.
Yeah, I'm finally starting to get rid of this cough. It'll linger for a few weeks, but feeling a little bit better. I could breathe again.
I haven't got sick. I don't want anybody who's sick to touch me.
At all?
No.
What if it was DatFam?
Okay, DatFam can cough on me, I guess, but that's it. Nobody else.
Dude, he gets a sick pass, huh?
I guess.
Well, lucky.
Yeah, any cute brown guy. Oh, man. No, but so usually I'm really good about working out. You know, I have to stay in shape, especially now I'm not really in a relationship, so... That's like my only form of physical activity and stress release. It's stressful not having sex. But, so why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think there's other ways, you know what I mean? Working out's a good way. I mean, I agree with you like that way. I mean, for me, I probably would go eat.
Well, that's the problem. I do. So everybody in the house is sick, so I can't work out. So it's just been carbs, mashed potatoes and stuffed crust cheese pizza and all the good stuff, right?
Okay.
So. Sorry, I got totally sidetracked there. So last night, I was eating like an entire bag of pizza rolls. I know.
Like pizza rolls, like what kind? Who makes them?
Like the Totino's, okay, whatever, in the yellow bag. Pizza rolls.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
And I end up going to bed early because I've been going to bed really late and that's not good for me either. So last night I was like, that's it. I'm going to bed early. It's on. Right? I fall asleep. I wake up an hour later because my phone's blowing up. Everyone's texting me just to say goodnight or hi or what are you doing? Whatever.
Dang, everybody.
Everybody. All my friends.
Wait, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
About how many people like actually text you like goodnight or like good morning or hi?
Well, not you.
I'm asking a question. How many people? I didn't know I mattered or I was the one that you really worried about.
Probably, I don't know. I would say at least 5 or 6 every night.
Do people like hit you up maybe like on Facebook or like, I don't know. Is it all directly like via like text or?
It's mostly text, but I usually wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to check my Facebook and my emails and everything.
Okay. And do you get like a lot of response? I mean,
yeah,
every day.
Yeah. I don't know. All my friends are always awake all the time. I don't know what they're doing.
Wait, when you say friends, like how well do you know these people to consider them friends?
I consider a lot of people friends.
I mean, have you like actually met them?
Yeah, most of them.
You could kind of see where I'm going with this, right?
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Where am I going?
A lot of them I've met online through Facebook. A lot of them are our fans, which I love connecting with our fans. I think that's the best thing ever. But anyway, okay, let me get back to the pizza rolls real quick.
Okay.
So I'm eating the pizza rolls and I feel sick and I go to bed and then I wake up and I cannot fall asleep. So, of course, what do you do when you can't fall asleep?
I jack off.
Right. So I pull out my vibrator and I'm laying there and I'm thinking of all kinds of good things. Of course, Mindy actually ran through my head.
Really?
Yep. What I was going to talk about, what I was going to talk about on the show tonight, all kinds of things, right? It's really hard to like stick to one thought. I don't know.
So then what ended up happening?
Well, I end up coming.
Coming?
Yeah.
Okay. So, How did you use a toy?
It took a long time. Yeah. My favorite vibrator. I actually got it from Adam and Eve.
Really?
You can pick one up from there if you want. I'll show you later.
Shout out to adamandeve.com.
Yes. That's a great website. They've got all kinds of deals and good stuff. But so anyway.
Okay.
So I'm starting to fall asleep again. And then everyone's texting me. Everyone's calling me.
And what time of the morning is
it? Hey, Melissa, real quick. Don't you want to tell people how they can go to adamandeve.com and put on the checkout code Skid Row to get a discount?
I was just about to tell them that.
What? Exactly.
I want to hear about this. Tell me, Melissa, please.
So if you want to get this amazing vibrator that I have, go on adamandeve.com and type in the checkout code Skid Row and you'll get an amazing discount.
Wait, okay, so does your vibrator have a name? I mean, at least so our listeners could actually get a feel. Or
it's pink and white. I'll have to find the link for
it. How many speeds?
It's, you know what? It's just one of those ones you crank up and it goes higher.
So it doesn't like pulsate or like...
No, it's not buzzy at all. And that's why I like it. I've had it forever. And nice. I've only had to change the batteries once.
And how often do you use it? Or do you juggle between a couple?
You know what? I have a whole box full and this is the only one that I use.
A whole box full?
Yeah.
So like an arsenal of like 10? Are we talking like 5?
I do. I've got little ones. I've got this one that really scares guys. It's this big.
Wait, scares guys? Like do you use them on the guys you're with?
It's peach and glittery.
Peach and glitter. It sounds
and
like
it's
I'm
veiny
in a...
too. It's really gross. Veiny? I don't really like it.
Okay, you don't like it and you're talking about you don't even like it yourself and it would scare a guy?
Yeah.
I'm confused. How the heck would that
all
work?
I don't know. I just have it, you know, just in case. Anyway, it looks like we have a caller. So.
Yeah, you're saved by the caller.
Let's take our caller. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hello, Melissa. This is Yi.
Hey, Yi. How's it going?
Pretty good. Oh, I cannot believe they actually went through. Yeah, last time I was trying like 50 minutes.
Oh, you got us tonight. What are you up to?
Tonight, just have a little bit of drink with friends. Just finished client meeting. I mean, I've been meeting whole day long. It's so boring. So actually, the exciting stuff on every Wednesday is listen to your show.
You're so sweet. Actually, I was just about to get into the story about you that happened last night that I don't even think you know yet.
Okay. I'm happy to listen.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for calling. You listen, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks for calling in, bud.
So
right on time, this guy calls in. You're about to talk about
him. Perfect. He's so cute. That's the guy from Vegas.
What?
The scarf? I know. He's so cute. Anyway, so he called me last night.
Okay. What time? Last night, every time, like 6 o'clock?
No, like 11. Like 11.
11?
And he said, so I saw your weights in your hotel room in Vegas, and I was really inspired, so I got a gym membership, and I went to the gym, and I felt so good, and blah, blah, blah. And I was feeling like shit after I'd eaten all these pizza rolls. And I was like, man, I can't be out there inspiring people and then going to bed like a fat ass.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, there kind of is. So
I think they call those cheat days.
Yeah, but I thought it was cheat Monday, and it was actually cheat Tuesday.
Well, you could start your week on another day.
You can't have a double cheat day.
Yeah, you can. Why not?
Because I already had a cheat week before that.
Oh, a cheat week is different than a cheat day. You're right? Absolutely right.
Yeah. So it was like, it was getting into a cheat week in 2 days.
Well, you could do 2 days. You could work out twice a day.
I do.
You do already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It doesn't look like it. Thanks. But So I drag my fat pizza roll ass out of bed and I do an hour of Zumba feeling like I'm going to barf the whole time.
Well, yeah, usually that'll happen.
And then I still didn't end up going to bed till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Did you feel guilty for eating all the pizza rolls?
Not really, because they were good.
Were they like pepperoni, sausage flavored?
No, come on.
Cheese? Oh, yeah, straight up cheese. My bad.
But I figure since a lot of the filling squirted out the sides, they weren't that bad, right?
Just got a visual of that.
Yeah.
Taking a bite, squirting it in your mouth.
You know what? Watch this transition. This is going to be good. So you have a visual.
Okay.
You know where else you need to get a visual?
Where?
Online dating.
Online dating?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about. Online dating, dating people you haven't seen before. Of course, we have to bring up the whole
Manti Te'o thing.
Yeah.
Which is pretty interesting, right?
Yeah. Now, I need you to kind of start this off for me because I really don't follow
sports.
Well, yeah. I mean, so just a brief overview. What happened?
Well, I think everybody already kind of knows. If nobody knows, I don't know where they've been like you. I don't know how you don't know about it.
Because I spend my time looking up music.
Music?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's from Hawaii.
I know. Well, that's why I'm even a little bit interested at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the cool thing about this whole story was this guy, which nobody really knows the truth right now. It's kind of going back and forth. He talked about how he met a girl. And at that point, it was one of those things where it was kind of, he met a girl. He was talking to her for, oh gosh, I think it was like maybe a year or maybe 2 years, 3 years maybe, going back and forth.
I think it was 3 years.
Was it 3 years they were talking?
Well, they met 3 years ago, apparently.
Okay, there you go.
Allegedly at a football game.
Well, either way, the whole thing ended up turning into a hoax. Well, her brother allegedly calls him and tells him she dies of leukemia. And the day after, his grandma dies. And at that point,
but he knew she was dying the whole time.
Well, no, that's the thing that nobody knows the truth. Like, what happened?
Like, he thinks he knew she was dying?
Well, that's where it's kind of crazy because nobody knows. I think at some point he said he met her and then he went back and said he's never met her. They've talked on the phone. And these guys totally did like the whole catfish thing and totally like pulled like a whole prank hoax on this guy. And at this point, everyone's trying to figure out if he's in on it or if he's not. I mean, think about this. Like, you're talking to someone over the phone or, well, nowadays there's so many ways to interact with people. Like, I think the whole thing with, the internet, that totally killed everything. Technology, like, killed relationships. Because people break up via text.
Do you think it killed relationships or do you think it just created more relationships that are less stable?
I think it fucked a lot of things up. Because it's like, I could be on my phone, but then I might be with my girl. And she'd be like, oh, who the fuck you texting? And stuff like that. Or I might like leave it open. Or, you know, I mean, next thing you know, it's like, oh, who's this bitch?
Actually, if you guys have a story like that, call us up at 800-893-9562 here at Skid Row Studios or XM 165.
Yeah, but I mean, it's pretty crazy, right? I mean, even if you go out to eat, right? So you go out to go eat dinner, your mom's friends, everybody's like on the phone. They're either checking in, they're catching up on their updates, they're doing one thing or another. They might be even doing a radio talk show at the moment.
Yes, I am texting right now.
And they're sitting there phone banging on the phone, right? No, but the truth is, like, you know, like technology like that, it kind of like fucked a lot of things up. I mean, when's the last time you actually went to like to eat and you actually enjoyed your conversation?
You know what I saw people do is they actually, when they get in a group like that, they stack all their phones in the middle of the table and the first one to reach for their phone pays for the meal.
See?
Smart.
I mean,
right?
I think that's like a good and bad way of doing it. Whoever does it, I guess they get penalized for it. Right?
But no, you're absolutely right. So, okay, technology has interfered.
Well,
definitely.
I mean, think about it. This guy totally had like a cyber relationship with someone that didn't even exist without even seeing someone. I mean, nowadays, I mean, I get communication is important. There's ways for us to communicate, like via text, you know, over the phone, like email, chat. I mean, these are ways to meet people, right?
Actually, hold that thought because we're going to communicate with our caller here.
All right.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
This is Rich.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Good.
What do you have to tell us tonight?
So you're speaking of relationships and technology.
Yeah.
So lately, I'm having problems in my marriage, and I found out recently that my wife got a second phone.
Ugh, that's never a good sign.
And
how did you find out?
Every time I walk into where she may be, she hides the phone and pulls out her other one that I have. And tells me that.
How did you find out about the second phone?
Well, the one thing was she was being really weird. She would pull out her phone out of her back pocket and she would drop it in her purse and then pull out a different phone. And she had cases that looked exactly the same.
Like a magic trick. She's just pulling phones out all over the place.
Right.
Wow.
And would start going to, if I took her out to lunch or dinner, she would sit across from me and spend 95% of the time while we're eating dinner or lunch on her phone on Facebook or texting somebody on the other phone and claiming it was the phone we have.
Ew. Oh, that sounds awful.
And she hides the phone in her car and all that stuff, tells me it's not working, but yet it's connected to the Wi-Fi, but there's no Wi-Fi connection, but it happens to be getting texts and email.
So do you do anything about it? I mean, clearly something is going on. Do you still take her out to dinner? Or? Yeah.
And then about a month after I found out she had the phone, I went through a car cleaning it out and found a invoice from Verizon with the phone number.
And then what'd you do after that?
Well, about a week later, after asking her about the phone, she kept telling me, no, it's not a phone. It's not hooked up. I'm just using it as an iPod. Well, I ended up calling the number and she answered. And I kind of said, you know, gotcha.
What'd she say when she got caught?
Did she just
obviously
hang
you
up?
Confronted her about it, right?
Well, after I confronted her about it, about 10 minutes later, she changed the phone number so it wouldn't work anymore. And then when she got home and I asked her about it, she says, I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you serious? That's so obviously sneaky. So what are you going to do?
Well, I pretty much avoid her anymore because she never comes home. I only see her about every 3 or 4 days now. She's kind of started her own little second life. So I'm going to end up moving on is what I'm going to end up doing.
So you've already, I mean, the relationship is done. It's over.
Yeah, no matter whatever I try to do, it's always a lie. Every time she goes somewhere and asks, what are you doing? She says, none of your business, and I'm not her daddy, so I don't see. I guess there's really not much I can say.
I mean, it sounds like you're handling it really well for what it is.
True, but it's kind of, there's been some weird signs throughout this last year, so kind of just setting myself up for, I can only go so, it's like, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So I've got the horse to the river and the water, but it's not going anywhere.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, have you guys tried anything to try to make it work out at all? Or, I mean, have you guys both just kind of checked out?
Well, I'm trying to work it out, but the problem is she has friends that I'm not allowed to meet. I ask about these friends, if I'm going to meet them and stuff like that, and it goes nowhere.
I would move on.
Well, I mean, I think he's on his way. I mean, it takes a lot of strength. I mean, at least you have the strength to kind of move on from that instead of staying in it.
It sounds like you're completely clear-headed. I know people who have gotten divorced and still
they don't let go, right?
They don't let go. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, you can only be home alone so long and try to do something before it's just kind of like you no longer have any love or feelings anymore, and then it's just time to go.
Right. Well, I definitely wish you the best, Rich. I hope you can call back and give us an update, and hopefully you find someone who sits there and watches you throughout lunch.
Hey, wait, actually, let me ask you a quick question, since we're kind of talking about like online dating and stuff like that. Would you consider that at all? I mean, I know you're technically kind of married, the whole situation, but like if, you know, you to start out fresh, would that be like a route you would choose? I don't know how, if you're busy all the time or...
Well, I guess that would be one way of going about maybe trying to find somebody that's compatible.
Yeah, that would kind of help. But other than that, I mean...
It's kind of a more direct route instead of, you know, going to a bar and trying to date somebody you don't even know and then trying to figure out all their quirks.
Yeah, I mean, at that time, that takes a lot more work, right? I mean, next thing you know, like, you might meet someone. Within 5 minutes, you might fall in love with them. But the next 10, you fall out of love with them, right?
You know what's weird, actually, with online dating is that married is, like, a totally legitimate category.
Oh,
when
really?
when you're filling out the survey, it's like, single, divorced, widowed, married but looking. Da-da. Like, it's no big deal. People do this all the time.
So
have you guys been to like a restaurant and just kind of like watched everybody and noticed that it seems to be more female orientated in the sense that the female is like on her phone 95% of the time in a restaurant?
That just means the guy's boring.
It's kind of like, you know, one thing about dating is I've gone on a couple of dates just hanging out as friends, but because of what I've already been through with my wife ignoring me on the phone when we go out, I see all these people on the phone and I'm like, you know, I'm not looking for somebody that wants to have a relationship with their phone.
You know what? I went out with a guy once, actually, and it was, we both had our phones out, but we were both very careful not to look at them. And finally I was like, I got to pick up my phone. And he's like, okay, me too. And we had like a 5 minute break where we just responded to all our texts and phone calls and everything. And then we put the phone down and it was like, we could all go on with our lives.
Right.
So maybe that's an option for you to try, is have a designated, everyone at the table start texting and Facebooking, and then everyone come back, reconvene at the table.
Well, let me ask you a question, Melissa. Like, even if you're like on a date or something like that, like say you get up to go to the bathroom or the guy gets up to go to the bathroom. I mean, is that a moment for you to check your phone?
Absolutely.
So
if the guy blinks too long, I'm checking my phone. You know, I'm totally connected to that thing.
But see, that's the whole thing. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, how technology is kind of driven and kind of like fucked up a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah, but I use the excuse, like, I have kids, so I always have to know that they're okay.
Oh, your kids are texting you?
No. No.
Well, now you have it where no longer do the two girls have to go to the restroom to talk. Now the one can go to the restroom and send the other one at the table messages.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That happens, actually. Yeah.
They're scandalous.
It's a whole slippery slope, I know. But you know what, Rich? I think you're going to find someone who is interested in you for you and not your phone service.
Hey, can I interject on this one a little bit?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Rick, this is Jeremy. you don't know me. I'm not part of the show, but Every once in a while, I hear a story, and I got to interject a little bit. And I just got to say, you know what? You sound like a good guy, and it sounds like this woman maybe didn't appreciate what you had to offer her. And I just want you to keep your head up, man, and know that some woman will come along that's going to treat you properly and give you the respect you deserve. You don't need to waste your time on people that aren't going to give that to you.
Right. Yeah, I'm coming to terms with that. You know, it's just time to move on and look forward to better horizons.
Just no. Make sure you don't do it too.
No, be the better man.
He has a good head on his shoulders.
The thing is, I can leave my phone in my pocket the whole entire time I'm out with her.
Because you care and she doesn't.
No, while we're driving in the car, she's on the phone. We don't have any conversation. We get to the restaurant. While we're walking to the restaurant, she's on her phone. While we're at the restaurant, she's on her phone. It just
because she's no banging other dudes.
Have you tried being more interesting? I mean, not now, but in the future.
No,
theater. She wants to go to a movie and see a movie in the theater.
That's terrible.
Why am I taking you to a theater to play on your phone?
Yes, don't take her out anymore. Find a girl who does not have that electronic leash.
I think he's on his way.
I see a lot of it everywhere I go, like restaurants and stuff. There's just people have their phones out while they're eating. I mean, their dinner is served and they're on their phone.
Yeah. See, actually, I'm going to pay more attention to it now. Next time I go, I'm going to take a little survey within my head if it's more males or females.
I think that's a good idea. Actually, you're going to take me out for macaroni and cheese, and we are going to do a survey. Thank you so much for calling, Rich. I hope you have a great night.
Well, I hope you guys have a good night, too.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
See, technology fucked everything up.
I love technology, though, because that's how you're able to listen to us here on Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Extreme Talk XM 165.
That was slick.
Thank you.
You're sharp.
I know. But to get back into it, though, yeah, there is a lot of talking on the phone or, you know, not paying attention. But do you think it's cool to have like a exclusively text relationship?
I don't get it. Explain.
Like, you meet someone on Facebook, you exchange numbers, you text throughout the day, you talk to them again on Facebook chat, maybe you exchange some funny links in email. You never actually talk to this person.
You mean talk or see them?
Talk.
Like, oh, that's weird. I need that connection.
But what about if you do talk to them and so you get a sense that they're real? Like this poor mantihose, mantitios, whatever. Mantihose. Whatever his name is. I saw something today that said he had logged like 500 hours of talking with this number, some conversations that lasted hundreds of minutes.
Well, see, what I read, it wasn't even a girl. I guess it was like one of the guys pretending to be a girl.
Well, then who was on the phone?
Well, no, and then they were saying it was like one of the guy's cousins, which was a girl, kind of would talk to him. I don't even know the whole story. There's like so many things that pop up, so nobody really knows what's true or not.
I think he was just trying to get publicity so that people would watch him play football so that he could go to the NFL.
I don't know. Like, if I'm an NFL owner, I mean, do I really care what this guy does? If he's going to play football, I don't think that's going to... I mean, it's different if the guy's a pedophile. I mean, but this guy is...
No, I think any publicity is good publicity.
Really?
I do.
Publicity?
Yeah, because when it comes to scandals and things like this, it generates interest in the team.
Okay, so if a guy is... I mean, bad publicity, the guys say he's like a pedophile and it's not true. That's good publicity. I mean, it's bad publicity, but that's good.
It's bad publicity. It doesn't stop people from liking the teams.
Yeah, but that's huge. I mean, I think I don't believe in that. Whether it's good, positive or negative, I think that's tough.
I follow college football. Okay. I don't know anything about the NFL. But the Seminoles have a reputation of being called the criminals.
Okay.
That doesn't stop people from liking them.
Yeah, but it's different when you kind of go after someone's kind of like their character. Like if, you know, like if someone, like your bad press is like a, you mean kind of like the whole thing with like with Sandusky. He was at Penn State, which is a college, and like he molested boys or men.
That hasn't stopped people from enrolling.
Well, I mean, yeah, they've had some flack on it, but I mean, you talk good. I mean, does that help the school? I mean, you're talking about good press and bad press. I mean, does that help the school out?
Not necessarily the school, but probably the team, because it generates more interest. I'm just saying, when you're talking about celebrities, and I think you kind of get into a gray area where athletes are trying to become celebrities, they're trying to brand themselves.
Uh-huh.
If you can stand out from that huge mass in any way, and let's say he was an honest victim in this situation. You have this poor guy who's a good football player, I guess, and this whole hoax falls down on him. Then everyone's looking at him. Everyone's like, oh, what's this guy doing? Is he really even worth it? And then he has a chance to be out on the field, all his eyes on him, to prove himself, go on to the NFL, and, you know, eventually all this media is forgotten.
Okay, but what if he was part of it? It wasn't a hoax. Like, what if he was part of the whole thing? Like, he knew the whole time.
People still forget it, and he's gotten more publicity.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm an NFL owner, I don't think that's going to affect it. That's a little bit different because, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think there's different variations.
I think these guys operate on a whole different set of morals.
As far as what?
I don't think that really is like, I don't think negativity leaves a lasting impression.
Well, okay.
Look at all the messed up things, all the rapes and the allegations that have occurred, and these people get benched for a couple games and then they're back out there again, and there's still that, oh, he did this, he did that. But
well, no, that brings up a good point. I mean, like Ray Lewis, who's an NFL football player, I mean, he was caught like in a murder, like a stabbing, and he completely changed his life around. I mean, he'll be like a Hall of Famer, probably one of the best linebackers in the league and in the NFL. So he's, I mean, I could see how that's happened.
And eventually that murder is just a line on a Wikipedia page and people are like, ooh.
Yeah, well, he happened to be there. I mean, it wasn't necessarily him. But see, here's another good point. I mean, Kobe Bryant, he allegedly, you know, like raped a white girl in Eagle, Colorado. I mean, and this guy's like, he's like young kids' idols.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends on Facebook who are talking about beating up random strangers at the bar because they said something about the Lakers. And I'm like, seriously? You're going to put your hands on someone because they said something about some millionaire who really doesn't care about you? And he's like, yeah, and I'll do it again.
They're fanatics.
They're crazy, but you're going to find that anywhere. I mean, when it comes to sports, really the negativity boils away so much faster.
Well, you can be in like a Dodger Stadium and get practically beat to death because you're a Giants fan.
That doesn't stop people from loving the Dodgers.
No, but it brings the cops out for presents. To have that activity around.
This has been awesome to talk about, but we're actually going to go to a commercial break. And then when we come back, we are going to give a shout out to our listeners. We have some fans in Australia.
Australia, definitely.
And we are going to talk a little bit more about online dating.
All right.
Tune in to Oral Stimulation, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Pacific, SkidRowStudios.com.
What? We're having some fun in the bedroom all day and all of the night. Too.
You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune in to The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Hey, this is Vic Cohen. and host of Vic Cohn's It's a Fair Question. That was creepy. Catch my show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, where amazing guests face my relentless probing questions. Am I keeping you? Are you like in the middle? I'll be gentle. No, I won't. That's right. Someone is going to get probed, and I will be doing the probing. That's every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Can I count on you? Are you going to be there? Yeah? Is this voice turning you on? Is this sexy to you? Do you like it? The too dirty? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Was that creepy?
Man, it's smoky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez
and Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time
or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Ladies be first, ladies in a line saying me first, and keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
Boys of my thick ass Cuban thighs, pretty horse eyes.
Hey guys, and you are back on Oral Stimulation on SkidRowStudios.com in collaboration with Extreme Talk XM 165. Again, our number is 800-893-9562, and we are talking about online dating. Now, it might be kind of weird, but the first thing I think of when it comes to online dating is actually how I met my ex-husband.
Wait, you met your ex-husband online?
This is why I am strictly against online dating now, because it ends in marriage, people.
That's bullshit. You know why? Because you meet people all the time through like Facebook or...
I know, but I don't do it the way I did it when I met him. The way I met him, actually, I was trolling AOL profiles back about 100 years ago.
Oh, I used to love the AOL chat rooms.
Yeah, and I found one that looked good, and I sent this guy a message. And I said, how are you going to propose to the girl you're going to marry? And being the slick guy that I didn't even realize he was, he wrote back and said, I can't tell you because what if it's you?
And at that point, you just melted, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's a great conversation starter, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm interested in the guy.
We talked and eventually I ended up married and divorced. And now I meet our fans from Facebook all the time, but I never go in with the intention of asking how they're going to propose to me.
Well, that may or may not happen, but still, I mean, if a guy like says like, hey, do you want to go grab a cup of Joe or a cup of coffee? Are you doing that?
From Facebook?
Yeah, well, Facebook or randomly.
I don't know. It depends. Well, what do you mean by randomly?
Well, like say it's a fan and goes, hey, Melissa, I'm a big fan. I listen to the show, or I've seen some of the work you've done, like either like in some of your movies or stuff like that.
Yeah, everybody's seen those.
Well, I'm just talking like randomly. Well, no, I mean, or some of your print work or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, like, okay.
Hey,
my face is around.
Yeah. No, and then some guy goes, hey, is it cool if I take you out to dinner or grab a cup of coffee?
Yeah. You know what? Usually, I mean, because I'm not really seeing anyone seriously right now, I'll take just about anyone up on their offer just to hang out.
Okay, so at what point do you have like a checklist in your head to see if the guy's like a total creeper?
I always Google stalk first.
Google stalk?
Yes.
Explain.
Well, you have to check Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, any kind of random Google searches, whether they have a website, news sites. I've seen people go as far as to do background checks before they go out with guys, which isn't necessarily a bad idea because you don't know this person. You know, if you don't have any friends in common on Facebook or only like one or two, you don't know who they are.
So at this point, I mean, literally say if you met like three guys randomly throughout the week, you would sit there and search their names on Google or try to find out.
Please, I've searched your name.
What comes up?
All kinds of juicy details.
Yeah, I'm a juicy guy.
Don't look at me like that when you say that.
What? I just want to share my juice with you.
Alex.
Melissa.
I'm getting a little juicy over here.
I know. Scream my name or something.
Wow. I'll moan it later.
Moan?
Yeah.
Scream.
Scream it.
Well, I didn't know you were a moaner.
Oh, yeah.
Are you more a moaner or a screamer?
You know, because I like to perform for a guy in bed. I'll be a little noisy for him.
So you're neither a moaner or a screamer, you're a performer. Yes. That's what you're telling me. Yeah. You cater to his wants or needs.
You have to start off softly. You can't make it sound fake.
Like just a soft moan?
Mm.
And then?
You know, you have to build up to it.
Sounds like you know how to fake it.
I would never.
You just moaned on cue. Are you kidding me?
It's just a talent I like to keep in my back pocket.
Just in case.
I don't put it on my resume. I should put it on my resume.
Yeah. Well, keep going so I can get off or something.
Alex.
There you go. Now you got my name working into it.
See? I'm good.
Yeah, you're great.
You'll never chubby. Know how good you are.
It'll be a secret.
So have you ever met anyone offline?
You know what? I've actually met people through maybe chat rooms back in the day. I mean, there have actually been instances where I gathered enough strength, you know, obviously you exchange phone numbers, you would call and it's like, oh, hey, let's go meet up at so-and-so. And man, they've been bad experiences. Nothing's been great.
Do you meet them by yourself or?
Well, I would always tell my buddy, hey, I'm going to go meet this girl. Either come with me.
Do you have one designated, I'm doing something stupid?
Friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Come looking for me.
Well, it depends. I mean, I have a big group of friends. So at that point, it just depends who I really trust the most.
And at that given time.
And that won't give me shit if the girl's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl tell me she's 5'6". I show up, she's 5'2". And I'm like...
That's bad?
Well, yeah, because it's not... I mean, I think that's where, you know, that's where it's tricky. You know what I mean? And at that point, people have a tendency to kind of oversell themselves a little bit. Like, I'm this, I'm that, blah, blah, blah. You go to meet them, it's not exactly what you met. Right.
You know, every Asian guy I've ever met through Facebook first comes up to my shoulders. And they're telling me I'm 5'7", I'm 5'8". I'm like, okay, so wait, you're shorter than me.
How tall are you though?
5'5".
You're 5'5"?
Yeah. And you know what? I was talking to one of my friends today and we were having this exact conversation and I said, how tall are you? He said, I'm 5'6". I said, okay, so you're shorter than me. How tall are you? 5'5". He goes, but I mean, I put on my resume that I'm 5'7". I'm like, yeah, everybody does. Hollywood is just a big lie.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have a tendency to kind of oversell yourself to make yourself better, obviously.
Yeah, true.
I mean, let me ask you the other way around. What if I told you I was short and then you meet me and I'm taller?
I would probably be in love. If I get more than I bargained for.
Are you talking just height or weight too?
I don't mind a bigger guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the right places?
Anywhere's the right place. Someone was asking me if it's true, the whole size of your feet, size of your hands, length of your cock thing.
I think it's false, actually.
It's completely false. And it doesn't even matter. You can work with whatever you have.
Yeah, you could fake it like you do.
Yeah. I could fake it for you.
I'll find out later. See what happens.
All right. You know, another way people meet online and not even necessarily looking for a relationship is looking to not get into a relationship.
So they would just kind of hook up?
If you're looking on Craigslist, there's so many ads for a one night massage or just a random, there's all kinds of keywords for it. Roses, sugar, whatever. They have to keep changing it. So
are you serious?
Oh yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
I do deep research on these things just for you.
Wait, so at that point, it's literally like there's a code. Like I could say, like you said, roses.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's like that means like I want to fuck.
No, if you say they use it in place of dollars. So, for example, you say, come give me a massage tonight. I'll give you 100 roses.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
So there's like code and that's pretty much understood.
Yeah, but then...
Is there like a dictionary that I could find out the definitions for all these things?
Probably urbandictionary.com. But if you, you know, they have to keep changing it so they can't, you know, follow it, of course. But it's like a lot of women turn to that because they know that the bottom line behind all of these online relationships and things is that people are just looking to make a connection.
Well... I guess that's pretty cool. I mean, how else would you do it?
In real life?
I mean, you can't really come out and say it, right?
That's what it is, though. I mean, these guys who are just going out to get massages, these women who are just looking to do massage work or whatever, they know what they're getting into.
But don't they just have, like, fuck websites where you just go meet with someone?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
I think the only one that I actually had friends that were on, they use it as kind of like a meet people type thing was tag.com.
Is that the gay one?
No. Shit, I don't even know what the gay one is, but tag.com is pretty much like, you know, like you, there's profiles and it's pretty much like, let's meet up and fuck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Would you
I'm surprised
that?
You're not on it.
Oh, thanks. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm just faking it.
No, I searched for you.
Oh. You didn't search my fake name. If you know my fake name and you found me on there, call us up. 800-893-9562.
See, that's crazy because you're right. There's a whole bunch of different ways for people to meet. Like, there's like a gay, you know, there's like a gay, like, website where you could go meet people.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like ethnic ones. I think there's where white girls could pick up on Asian guys' websites, right?
Is there?
I don't know. You should make one.
Oh.
You'd be fucking rich.
I should get on that. You know what one of my favorite websites is?
Facebook.
AdamandEve.com.
Why?
Because if you go on there and use the code word Skid Row, you can get an awesome discount on vibrators and all kinds of toys and lubes and good stuff so that you don't even have to go find someone on Craigslist. You can just hang out by yourself all day.
I know. Actually, I've been looking for a fleshlight.
Really? You know what? I will tell you about this toy that I found sometime.
You found? Well, yeah. Sometime. Tell me now. Why would you wait?
It's this, it's not quite a fleshlight. It doesn't have like the hard shell around the bottom. It's soft, but it's like a mouth.
Well, the fleshlights, they do. It could be like either a mouth, it could be like an asshole, or it could be like vagina lips.
Yeah, but the back of it is hard, right? Like a flashlight.
Yeah. Well, it's disguised as a flashlight.
Yeah, but see, this one, it's soft all the way. So if you're using it on a guy with, I don't know,
using it on a guy
smaller than average junk. Then
you could reverse sides.
You're afraid that you might bend his cock off. Everyone's looking at me right now.
You're going to bend his cock off.
Yeah, because it's a really heavy, thick toy. You have to use two hands. See what I'm doing here with the two hands up and down like that. But if it turns the wrong way because it's kind of jelly, it might break his dick.
So you think that's like a safer way to have sex? That's like you could hold the flashlight while I pretend like to fuck you?
Well, I don't know. I just like to play and do weird things in the bedroom. I just like to see how far I can push a guy.
I mean, at that point, do you get off knowing that you could push a guy or take him to like another level where he's never gone before?
Yeah, of course.
Like where? Give me an example.
Oh, gosh. Well, I've had a guy beg me to use multiple vibrators on him.
On him?
Yeah.
In what way? Like... In his asshole?
Yeah, one up his ass, one under his
sack.
Balls. Yeah. Then you kind of roll it around the whole shaft. Guys love that
Wait,
shit.
Wait, so your own toys you would use on him?
Mm-hmm.
And he was down for it?
Oh, he loved it.
Are you kidding
me? For it. I actually got him his own vibrator, and that wasn't strong enough. He wanted to use my pink one that I got from Adam and Eve. Yeah, see?
That's crazy. And this guy got off?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, would you guys go at it for a while or how did that all work out?
You know what? Eventually it just came down to me pleasing him and I loved that.
Wait, let me ask you a question. I mean, how do you lube it up? Did you have lube and just like stick it in there?
I mean, I didn't stick it all the way in, just the tip.
And he was like all about it. He's like, hey, let's do it.
He loved it.
And were you like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it? I mean, obviously you were all about it.
Because I love to please a guy and I love to see how far I can push a guy.
I mean, have you done that with any other guys, or is that just kind of like the one that you kind of got away with?
You know what? That was really the longest relationship. So I feel like I went for it the most in that. And actually, I'm in kind of a difficult situation now because I am opened up to all these things. And you can't just bust that out on the first night of a new relationship. You have to kind of bring it in slowly, right?
Well, yes and no. I think you kind of get an idea to see like what people like and don't like. I mean, I think there's like a little flirtation. You know, you're a little flirting with the person, like, oh, you know, I can't wait to get you home so I could choke you and spank you.
I don't want to shove vibrators up another guy's ass, though.
Well, what if a guy wanted to shove it up yours?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'd have to trust him.
What if I told you, Melissa, it'll totally make me happy?
Oh, well, if you said it in that sexy voice. I mean, if you came at me with that level of sincerity, Alex.
Like, Melissa, I want to see you play with yourself later.
That basically, when you say that, all I hear is, I want to see you do all the work.
Hey, whatever. You're still the lazy whore that I love you to be. No matter which way you look at it. You're more offended that you're lazy and not a whore.
Yeah. I can deal with being a whore, but lazy? Come on. Come on.
Well, would you consider yourself then? A sexy whore?
Yeah, I guess. No, I know I'm lazy, but...
Oh. The truth comes out. I love it.
I just don't... I don't like to face the reality that... Well, it's not a bad thing. I like a guy on top. What?
Okay, so you would never, ever really be on top?
I will. I just don't like it. It does not get me off.
But so you'd rather be bent over than be on top?
Yeah.
You just like taking it.
I'm still looking for that guy who's going to bend me over the bottom of my bed.
So you would rather actually suck dick as opposed to being on top of a guy?
Yes. I love sucking a guy's cock. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I wish I knew firsthand.
Well.
I got some Skittles.
Do you? Oh, come on. You're speaking my language. You know what? I love our listeners because they actually follow the show. And they follow the things we say. So I've had people come up to me and ask, oh, how many Rolos am I? And at first I was like, what are you talking about? And then I remembered.
How awesome is that?
I actually did mention that I've measured guys by Rolos.
You're a trendsetter, that's why.
I know.
You started the whole pro hand job thing, right?
Yeah, the pearl hand job. That's fun.
You talked about like the Skittles blowjob and then...
Man, I need a regular cock. This is why I want to get back into a relationship so I can fuck and have fun.
Are you actually dating right now?
Not really.
No?
I mean, I get a lot of texts at midnight, but...
I think we should get some of our listeners to kind of come in and do like win a date with Melissa.
Ooh, that would be fun.
We could do a little dating game. Have like two or three guys, or like three guys come in.
Yeah. Hey, actually, if you want to date me, why don't you call in right now? Show me your balls. 800-893-9562. And don't be scared if you're listening to us live on skidrowstudios.com or XM165. We'd love to hear from you guys. Call us, Facebook us, tweet us, Gmail us.
Wait, didn't you have a shout out to give to our Australian?
I do, yes. Okay, so that's what I was talking about. We've got listeners all over the world, but our listeners in Australia are especially cool.
Okay.
Because their names are Carl, Joey, and Miles. And I honestly, I've been talking to them for a while. I have no idea if those are their real names or not. But they're minors in Australia. And they sent me pictures. Yes, they sent me pictures of this machine thing they work on, and there's like a million guys in front of it. This thing is huge. And they go out, I guess, for like days. I don't know. The guy said he was in the bush for days. I have no, half the time, I really don't even know what they're talking about. So I had the one guy make me a list.
Okay.
Of the terms they use.
Okay, I want to hear.
So he said, he was like, oh, I want to do some circle work on that dot. You have any idea what that means?
Yeah.
You do?
He wants to fuck you?
No.
What does it mean?
Okay, a dot is bum, right? And circle work is anal. He wants to give you anal. in your ass.
Okay. I'm not going to Australia for that.
But apparently there's other words like sling dick, which means a really good fuck. Or they call their junk a warrior.
A warrior?
Yeah. And a berry hoot. Yeah, that means sex.
Okay.
So if I was like, Alex, let's go. I don't even know how to, I don't even know if these are verbs.
How would you use that in context?
Bring your warrior for a root. Let's go bang, I guess.
I want you to kiss my warrior. Yeah. It's not sexy. I'm sorry.
Not really, but I mean, maybe.
Maybe in an Australian accent.
In the accent, right?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm sure you and your accents.
Right? Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Speaking of, we have another
shout
regular
out.
Listener.
What's his name?
His name is.
Or her.
Foo.
Foo.
In Michigan.
Holla.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him?
Just on Facebook.
He should call. I'm sure. I hope he has an accent for you.
I think he's in bed right now. If he doesn't have a Vietnamese accent, I'll die.
If he does or doesn't?
Doesn't. Oh, we actually have a caller. So we're going to take this real quick. Hi, caller. What's your name?
My name's Ryan, actually. What's your name?
Hey, Ryan. You know my name. What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing well. I actually just wanted to call in and just say that it was a pleasure meeting at the Luxury Lights booth in Las Vegas.
Aww.
I'm really excited to meet you again next week.
I'm so excited to get out there and party with you guys. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we're going to work totally hard at the show.
Oh, work totally hard. Totally hard. I like the sound of that. Totally hard. It really goes with your conversation you guys were having just a while ago.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're listening to us out there.
Yeah, I had a spare moment or so, and I just wanted to, you know, catch in. And you sounded great.
Aww.
What did you? Was it Alex?
Yeah.
You have this really good relationship going. I like it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Melissa always sounds good. Did you hear her moaning earlier?
I did. It was something like, I don't know. It was kind of weird, though, because it sounded like Melissa was kind of getting off on the show.
I called her out on her. She knows how to fake it.
Yeah, I heard something about dildos up some guy's ass. What's that about?
That's those Australians. That's how they do it out there. I don't know. They're not calling to defend themselves, so I can say whatever I want right now. Ryan, thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to see you next week. I will talk to you later, okay?
You too.
Take good care. Day, mate.
Bye-bye. He's so cool. I love that guy. He's awesome.
Wait, so you met him in Vegas?
No, I work with him when I do the spokesmodeling stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for Luxury Lights.
Nice.
He goes, they're awesome. Yeah. So, I met them on Craigslist.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my jobs.
So Craigslist is a place to go.
Yeah.
Do you ever get like the whole couch interview?
No, because you know what? If a place looks creepy from the outside, I usually have a pretty good feeling that I'm not going to go in.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how would you defend yourself? I mean, do you carry like a knife on you?
You've seen my pepper spray.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to defend both of us on these mean streets of LA.
Can I get a quick shout out?
Yeah, please.
I want to give a quick shout out to Caesar. He's the future
Caesar.
Cal State LA soccer.
Ooh, nice. All right. Thank you so much for listening, Caesar. We love you. I want to see you play sometime. I want to see your balls.
It's kicking the ball all the time.
This has been a pretty good show. Very sports oriented.
Yeah, which is actually the first time for us. We never really discuss sports. It's mainly about...
Yeah, we're not going to get back into it.
No,
this is the first and last time. But
I think so.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners who hear us live on Skid Row Studios or who hear us on XM 165. Of course, look for us on Facebook. That's where I'll talk to all of you. Facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. Twitter is @oralstim and Gmail is oralstim@gmail.com.
Shout out to Rich for the phone call.
Rich, you're going to be fine.
And Ryan.
And Ryan too.
For listening. That's key.
I wish the Australians called in, man.
I think they might. Well, it's probably morning time for them now.
I don't know. I think they're trying to figure out the international calling codes or something.
Maybe. Well, they can always Facebook you.
That's true.
Is that how they get a hold of you anyways?
Yeah. Listen, anybody who finds me on Facebook, I will totally talk to you. We'll chat it up. It'll be amazing. It'll be a good time.
Melissa's desperate.
That's my new form of online dating, because you can get a hold of everybody. You can get a hold of all their information that way.
Through Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got to go through my profile.
Well, straight on it. Now tell me, do you really bye, guys.
See you next week. Forever. Oh, oh, oh.